High school basketball is on the air.
Here's Sheehy for three. His shot is up there, and he buries that one. Alex Sheehy from the top of the key throws down his third three-pointer of the ball game.
We begin each game day with In the Paint as we preview tonight's matchup.
42-41, driving the ball toward the hole. There's a shot by Kierkegaard, no good. Rebound, Brown goes back up, and the shot is...
Here's KHS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. On the road in Lincoln tonight, semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Facing St. Cecilia, getting set to take on Omaha Cordia tonight in the semifinals of this tournament. So we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle. Coach, you've had very good success in this tournament in the past years. What's it take to win?
Yeah, we've had some good success in recent years, and I think you've got to put three solid teams together, not have one of those. Like in the last 2 years, our first round opponent has been pretty tough. And so we got past that on Tuesday, and now we're looking for Cordia tonight. And down here to Lincoln to play here in this gym, it's really not an easy place to play.
It's not, but it's also a little exciting. It has that feel of coming to state down to Lincoln and playing in a different gym, playing a good opponent in the tournament setting. So it's one of those cases where it's good to advance, and we want to be here on Thursday, and yet we're going to win tonight and play on Saturday.
You play a team that has been in the conference for a number of years, but we have never been matched up with this team in Concordia Omaha.
That's right. It's really interesting that we haven't played them before in the tournament. No playing in the regular season. Boys Town was in the tournament all those years. We never matched up with them either. So it's one of those things where we're going to play them for the first time. Don't know a whole lot about them, and we're going to find out tonight.
Is that good? Is that bad? He's going to feel out there, maybe make some changes and adjust the tour?
Again, I think it's a little bit like state. You're going to play somebody that you're not really familiar with. And you're going to have to make some early adjustments and see what they do as far as defensively and just take what they give you. And I think it's going to be the first quarter, but both teams are feeling out each other, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, so picking up a win on Tuesday night over Lincoln Christian in the quarterfinals in this tournament, 46-28. Had a couple of huge runs in that ball game.
We did. They're a tough opponent. I think for record. We're close to how good they are. They've had a really tough schedule. You look at their schedule, and probably one of the toughest in the state. And they have a couple of nice, solid players. We were able to make some nice runs, like you said, and put them away. Although the fourth quarter, it seemed like we didn't really have things clicking in that fourth quarter. But I think the girls also had it in the back of their mind to get it by Thursday.
They had 31 points in the ball game, showing the former had 12 in that contest against Lincoln Christian. So the same old song.
It is, and they're able to create and find shots, good shots for them. Anytime you get a good look, you have an opportunity to knock those shots down. That's what basketball is. You have to find those opportunities, and then you have to complete those plays by knocking the shots down, and maybe a good job of that. And that's what we're looking for. Yeah, they've done a good job, and not only that, but we've gotten Josie Millman back playing with us, and that's really a good sign.
Coming off the bench, is that energy and somebody to come in and spark us, whether it be diving for a ball or getting a rebound, that's really helping us out. And she might see a lot of action again tonight.
It's Concordia Omaha or Omaha Concordia here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. We'll come back and talk about them as our pregame show continues after this.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Back with Easting St. Cecilia girls basketball coach John Kyle. His Hawkettes in Lincoln tonight in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament, taking on the Mustangs of Omaha Concordia. They knocked off Aquinas the other night, coach, 64-41, quite impressively as they rolled past Aquinas.
Yes, and it's really difficult to read that because they played them on Saturday night as well and then lost to them. And so it's really hard to know what team of theirs is going to show up. But I think that's high school girls basketball in a lot of ways. You don't know who's going to score well. You don't know who's going to not have the energy. And that's what it really takes to man in this tournament.
In that ball game, it was Nicky Durbin who knocks down to 5 3-pointers in the ball game and scored 22 points. The girl has been averaging only 8.9, so she steps up, and she'll have to be somebody to be at least reckoned with here tonight.
Well, and that's the case with their whole team. They're very capable shooters around the perimeter. They have the big girl inside, and so they have a nice mix, and that's why they have a good record. They play a nice schedule, and I think they're going to give us, you know, a lot of difficulties on both ends of the floor.
What are some of the things you expect them to do tonight?
Well, they have been playing a lot of man-to-man, man-to-man defense, and so we're kind of expecting that early on. They may go to a zone later, and they run a little bit of a four-out, one-in man offense, and so I think we've seen them on film enough. We understand some of the things they want to do. Now, can we take that away? That's going to be the key.
What do we want to do tonight?
Oh, I think we want to try to get some easy baskets and find ways to get some easy baskets, even if it's in the half court, get to the paint and score some of those easy baskets in the paint. You don't want to just stay all perimeter-oriented, and that big girl inside can make it tough. And so hopefully if she's guarding Morgan can knock down a shot or two to bring her out of the paint and extend their defense. And I think if we can get some transition baskets, it's going to do nothing but help.
We have an advantage somewhere out there tonight?
I hope our quickness and our defensive speed is an advantage, but you just don't know. You watch them on film, and it's different than seeing them in person and having not played them before ever, you know, even in summer leagues or summer camps. You know, we're going to find out tonight.
Do you like playing an unknown here in the semifinals? Is it all right?
Well, if you win, it's always okay. But, going into it, I think it's kind of fun. A new face, a new look is better than playing those same old teams that you see in the summer league and then playing them two or three times during the season. So it's a little bit exciting for all of us.
Hey, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. St. Cecilia and Omaha Concordia tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. Birds flying
high, birds tonight, it's the semifinals of the Girls Centennial Conference Tournament.
Hamburger far side for three, shot right down through the hole. Here, there's a pass. It'll be tipped by Nicola. Long pass down the floor. It's going to be to Farmer. Shot is up there. It's good.
The St. Cecilia Hawkettes are the number one seed, with hopes to soar into the conference championship.
Farmer drives the baseline, out to Nicola, top of the key. Now left side to Claire Hamburger, drives the ball inside. That shot is around the rim and down.
It's Hastings St. Cecilia versus Omaha Concordia, and it's on 1230 KHAS. Let's take you courtside, live from Lincoln, Nebraska. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And hi, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS at Lincoln Christian High School. The semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Girls match up here tonight. Omaha Concordia, the Mustangs, getting set to take on the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia. I'm Mike Will. I call the play-by-play for you tonight. Both of these teams played on Tuesday nights. It was St. Cecilia winning over Lincoln Christian at home by the score of 46-28. Meanwhile, it was Omaha Concordia knocking off Aquinas Catholic by the score of 64-41 out in the quarterfinals here of this tournament. The winner here will move on to the championship round on Saturday, and they'll play the winner of the next game coming up between Newman and Lincoln Lutheran. Newman picked up a win over Columbus Scotus on Tuesday by the score of 49-43. And Lincoln Lutheran, a winner over Grand Island Central Catholic in the quarterfinals on Tuesday by the score of 40-27. These two teams have been playing in the Centennial Conference for quite some time now, but this is the first time ever they have been matched up in the conference tournament. Omaha Concordia coming in a record of 11 wins and 5 losses on the season. They won their first 8 games of the year before they played in the Lutheran Invitational Tournament at Concordia University in Seward during the holidays. They beat Lutheran High Northeast in that tournament by the score of 49-31. Then lost to Lincoln Lutheran by the score of 49-25. Since then, they won 2 games over Blair and Lincoln Lutheran. Then they dropped 4 games in a row to Bishop Newman, Omaha Duchesne, Platteview, and Aquinas Catholic. Then they came back and played Aquinas Catholic again on Tuesday and beat them by the score of 64-41. So it depends on which team is going to show up here tonight. They lost to Aquinas Catholic last Saturday, 42-40, and then they turned around and beat that team on Tuesday night by a score of 64-41. Their leading scorer on the season so far has been Emily Peterson. She's averaging 11.8 points per ball game. She scored 19 the other night against Aquinas. Also averaging in double figures for the Mustangs of Omaha Concordia, Sarah Struble. She's averaging 10.1 points per ball game. But the person who did the damage the other night in their quarterfinal game was Nikki Durbin. Durbin knocked down 5 three-pointers in the ball game, scored 22 points in that contest. The girls have been averaging 8.9 points per ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia, they come in with a mark of 12 wins and 3 losses on the season. We'll take a break and we'll come back. You're listening to High School Basketball Tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, Division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
We're going to sing you the national anthem here tonight at Lincoln Christian High School as we get sent for basketball action here on 1230 KHAS. A girls matchup here tonight. The boys are going to go tomorrow in their semifinal round. Hastings St. Cecilia will be playing the 6 o'clock ball game again tomorrow. The St. Cecilia boys will take on the host of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament, the Crusaders of Lincoln Christian, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. St. Cecilia had to go to the wire and beat Lincoln Christian last time. Hit a field goal with about a second to play to beat Lincoln Christian just a couple of weeks ago. So they're going to be matched up tomorrow in the boys' semifinal round at 6 o'clock. The second ball game tomorrow will be Fremont Bergen taking on Columbus Scotus. We'll get to the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Concordia going to be dressed in their blue uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. They'll be the visiting team. Sarah Holmes will get a start, a 5'7" junior. Holmes is averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds per game. Emily Peterson, a 5'7" freshman. Peterson, the leading scorer on the team, averaging 11.8 points per ball game and 2 rebounds per game. Also getting a start will be Nikki Durbin, a 5'6" junior.
Durbin is averaging 8.9 points, 1.4 rebounds per game. She scored 22 the other night against Aquinas. Taylor Roby is a 5'8" junior. Roby is averaging 1 point and 3.8 rebounds per game. Sarah Struble is a 6'1" junior. Struble is averaging 10 points and 6.5 rebounds per ball game. For Hastings St. Cecilia, Claire Hamburger, 5'3" and a sophomore. Hamburger now averaging 16 points and 6 rebounds per game. Chandra Farmer is a 5'3" and sophomore. Farmer is averaging 14.9 points and 2.2 rebounds per game. Carly Wright, a 5'8" junior, averaging 5 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. Also getting a start will be Morgan Nicola, a 6-foot senior. Nicola averaging 8.5 points and 7.1 rebounds per game. And getting a start tonight will be Josie Prevett. She is back from an injury, and Prevett will get the start here tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. She's been basically sidelined all season long, played real early in the season, but she has been on the sideline most of the way for head coach John Kyle and the Hawkettes. She will get the start here tonight, as a Josie Prevett will be in the lineup here tonight, a 5'8" junior. Starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, now with three locations in Hastings, at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Concordia controls the opening tip. Mustangs will shoot to our basket to our right here tonight, as we view it from the side court here at Lincoln Christian High School, the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. They go right to work inside. There's a shot to be blocked down. They went right to work to their tall girl, Struble, inside, and the ball is blocked down by Nicola. Hastings St. Cecilia comes back the other direction. Hawkins dressed in their white, trimmed and lettered in the blue here tonight. The home team on the scoreboard, Lincoln Christian, in the semifinal round. There's a shot for the right baseline. It's going to be no good there. And the rebound comes down to Concordia, back the other way. That's going to be Peterson trying to drive the ball inside. She'll retreat back out here in the three-point territory. St. Cecilia will start off any man-to-man defense. Concordia with a ball on the wing. That's going to be Sarah Holmes. Skip pass comes over here to the near sideline to Emily Peterson. Moves to her left. Fires up a three ball. It's up there. She banks one home. Concordia scores on a three-pointer. It's a 3-0 ball game. Concordia's got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia here. Back the other way is Farmer. Her shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Rebound Nicola. Her pass on the baseline goes down to the right baseline down there. As they get it to a Josie Prevett back out of the wing. That's going to be a Farmer with the ball. Farmer holds it. Holds it. Farmer still has got the ball and finally gets it away to Claire Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Hamburger dribbles to the top of the key, down the lane, flips it down to Prevett on the baseline. On the wing now is Farmer, drives it into the paint, spins, puts up a shot from 5 feet away, no good. Rebound comes down to Struble. 3-0 is the score. Omaha Concordia with the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia in girls high school basketball action here tonight. Sarah Holmes has got the ball now for the Mustangs as Nicola will come out and meet her as a Hawkins stay with a man-to-man defense. On the far sideline is Emily Peterson. Peterson on the dribble comes out to the top of the key. Sarah Holmes holds it again against Nicola. Dribbles it to the elbow. Throws it over on the far sideline as they get it down in the corner down there. That's going to be Emily Peterson who lobs it inside, and a foul is going to be called. They got it down to Peterson in the corner who lobs it back into the lane to Struble, and a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Josie Prevett of St. Cecilia. Prevent picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number one on the Hawkettes. Non-shooting situation. Concordia will play things in. They get it to Struble in the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but it's recovered on the baseline. A shot taken there by Roby. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Morgan Nicola leads the break back the other way to Carly Wright. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled. Carly Wright gets the field goal to go down there for St. Cecilia to make it a 3-2 ball game. The bucket won't count, and the personal foul is going to be called to Nikki Durbin. Durbin picks up her first personal foul and the first team foul on the Mustangs. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Carly Wright. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. So the bucket is good. A three-point play there by Wright. Coming out of the ball game is going to be Josie Prevett. And coming in there for Hastings St. Cecilia for the Hawkettes is going to be Melody O'Callaghan as she comes into the ball game. We're tied up at 3 points apiece early in this ball game, and now we got a foul called out here. It's going to go on Nicola. Concordia was bringing the ball up. Nicola got into the Mustangs there, picks up the personal foul, the first foul of Morgan Nicola. Team foul number two on the Hawkettes. We're tied up at 3 points apiece early in this basketball game. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Emily Peterson. Throws it down in the corner to Durbin. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Offensive rebound to Holmes. Holmes has got it in the lane there. Steps out, goes out to the top of the key. That's Emily Peterson with the ball. Peterson gives it away to Holmes as she drives it to the free throw line. We got a two to the whistle. We got a foul called out here. Personal foul going to be called on Concordia. A blocking foul on top is going to go on Roby. That's going to be her first. Taylor Roby picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number two on Concordia here in this first quarter of play. So St. Cecilia can grab their first lead here with a field goal. Here's Nickel on the baseline, circles around, takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Strobe. Strobe's got the rebound. Her outlet pass going to be deflected out of bounds by Nicola, and Concordia will play things in. Just underway here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight here in Lincoln. We're tied up at 3 points apiece between St. Cecilia and Concordia. Sarah Holmes has got the ball. Now to Emily Peterson. Into the forecourt. Peterson brings it into the offensive zone against Farmer. Peterson dribbling with the ball. Takes it to the top of the key. Lobs it inside to Struble. She turns around. Her shot's going to be blocked down and the foul's going to be called. Melody O'Callaghan picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first. Going to be team foul number three on the Hawkins. This will be a shooting situation as Sarah Struble will go to the free throw line. She's a 59% foul shooter in the season. As a team, Concordia hitting 51% of their free throws this year. The shot is up there by Struble. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. She was balled in the act of shooting. Coming to the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Alexa Horde. Alexa Horde comes in. Checking out is going to be Taylor Roby. Here's Struble back to the free throw line for Concordia. We're tied up at 3 points apiece. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Concordia's got the lead. 4-3 is the score. Concordia with a 1 point lead here over St. Cecilia, but the Hawkins have the basketball back. Here's Nicola going on the wing on the left side to O'Callaghan. She leaves it out on top to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger over on the wing on the right side with the ball there is going to be Carly Wright to Nicola. Three-pointer from the top of the key. That's going to be too hard. No good. Rebound comes down to O'Callaghan. O'Callaghan gets it to Nicola. Now to Farmer down on the baseline right side to Wright. Carly Wright comes out to Morgan Nicola across the top now to Melody O'Callaghan. She holds the ball back out between the circles. The Farmer drives it down the right side of the lane, twisting and turning, going for the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Farmer scores for St. Cecilia. The Hawkins have their first lead of the ball game at 5-4 with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Lincoln Christian High School tonight. Sarah Holmes with the ball. She works against Farmer, spins in the lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good, but a personal foul is going to be called. She got away from Farmer. She spun her down the lane, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Hawkins. It's going to go on O'Callaghan. That's going to be her second. So second foul on O'Callaghan. This can be team foul number four already on St. Cecilia in the first quarter. Sarah Holmes at the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot's going to be no good. Holmes will have one more. He's a 32% foul shooter coming into the ball game tonight. She is 11 out of 34. She's averaging 6 points per ball game, scored a couple of points in that contest against Aquinas in the quarterfinals of this tournament on Tuesday. Sarah Holmes eyes the bucket here. Her shot is up there, and the shot's going to be short, no good. Ball's going to be rebounded by St. Cecilia. Claire Hamburger with a rebound. Here come the Hawkins with a 5-4 lead. Farmer goes inside again. The Hamburger back out to Farmer on the right sideline. Puts it on the floor. Dribbling on the wing. Farmer trying to get away from Peterson, and now a foul's going to be called. Emily Peterson picks up the personal foul for Omaha Concordia. That's going to be her first, team foul number three on the Mustangs here in this first quarter of play. Non-shooting situation, so St. Cecilia will play things in. Emily Bro comes into the ballgame now for Omaha Concordia. She's going to replace Sarah Struble. So St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. They've got a 1 point lead, 5-4, down in the corner. Here's Hamburger for three. Shot is up there, rims off, no good. Nicola had a rebound, lost it out of bounds, and it's going to be Concordia basketball as they bring it back the other way. 3 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia has a 5-4 lead over Omaha Concordia, the Mustangs here tonight. Inbounds pass is intercepted by Nicola, and she loses the ball right back to Peterson. So back-to-back turnovers. Here come the Mustangs back the other way. Peterson's driving layup. It's going to be no good. Rebound Peterson puts it back up there and scores. Emily Peterson scoring there for Concordia. She's got 5 points in the ball game. 6-5 is the score now. Mustangs have a 1 point lead over the fourth-ranked Hawkins from Hastings St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia back with the ball in the offensive zone. Hamburger has got it. Hamburger now to Josie Prevett, who's back into the ball game. Prevett holds the ball here at the top of the three-point circle. Out to Nicola, right side of the wing. That's going to be Farmer. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds, but it's going to be Hawkins basketball. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Carly Wright coming back in for Omaha Concordia. It's going to be Taylor Roby. 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia is trailing in the ball game by a score of 6-5 here in the semifinals. They play it in to Prevett. Her shot from 10, way off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down here to Alexa Horde. Ward brings it to the near sideline on the dribble. Comes into the offensive zone there against a little she who's into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Driving for the hole is going to be Holmes, and she's going to be fouling the play. Sarah Holmes is fouling the play here by the Hawkins. Claire Hamburger is the guilty party. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 5 already on St. Cecilia. Going to the free throw line is going to be Sarah Holmes. She was 0 for 2 just a couple of minutes ago. 32% for the season. Sarah Holmes puts it up there. The shot is no good. She's now 0 for 3. Into the ball game for St. Cecilia is going to be Morgan Nicola. Coming on is going to be Claire Hamburger. It's a 6-5 ball game. Omaha Concordia with a lead. Sarah Holmes has a chance to add to that run here. As Holmes looks up there, her shot is up. That was around the rim and down. Finally catches the front lip and down through the hole. So it's now a 7-5 ball game in favor of Omaha Concordia. St. Cecilia with the ball back in their offensive zone. Carly Wright comes out here between the circles. Farmer has got it. Farmer now to Prevett. Holds it on the wing. Instead goes out between the circles to Sheehy. Left side of the wing to Carly Wright. Back out to Nicola. Top of the circle. Down to Prevett here on the near sideline. Toes right at the top of the three-point circle. Sandra Farmer has got it. Top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. Good. Farmer takes it to the hole and scores. She had 12 the other night against Lincoln Christian. She's got a couple of field goals here and 4 points in the first quarter. And now we're tied up at 7 points apiece. Concordia coming back into their offensive zone. They throw it into the backcourt. And over and back violation. Over and back violation on the Mustangs. That's their second turnover of the ball game. So St. Cecilia will play things in here on the near sideline. The winner plays again in the championship round on Saturday. They'll get either Newman or Lincoln Lutheran. That ball game is coming up next here at Lincoln Christian High School. St. Cecilia lobs the ball into the free throw line. That's Nicola. Turns around. Now drives the ball down the lane. Her left-handed layup is up there and in. Nice move to the basket there by Morgan Nicola. That's her first field goal. St. Cecilia goes back out on top by a score of 9-7. 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Bringing the ball back is going to be Sarah Holmes. Goes to Peterson. Peterson takes it down on the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Peterson on the dribble. Now cranks up the three-pointer from the corner. Shot good. Nothing to say. Her foot was on the line. Just a 2-point field goal by Emily Peterson. That ties the score up at 9 points apiece. Peterson has 7 out of the 9 points here in the first quarter for Omaha Concordia. Here's Morgan Nicola with the ball. Drives it into the paint. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Peterson as she runs her back the other way. Drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is going to be blocked out of the hands of Ford. And the ball is picked up here by Nicola, the farmer. Nice pass down on the baseline. Here's a shot up and in. Morgan Nicola gets the field goal for St. Cecilia. That's going to be her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. Give the assist there to Farmer. That's an 11-9 ball game. St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. Sarah Holmes around the screen, drives into the basket. Her shot is going to be no good. Ball tapped out of there. It's loose and is picked up here by St. Cecilia. Carly Wright with the ball down the right sideline. 11-9 is the score. We got a minute to play here in the first quarter from Lincoln Christian High School. Farmer has got the ball, cranks up a three. It's going to be blocked down. Blocked down, picked up by Concordia. Long pass down the floor. That's Peterson with it. She grabs it, shoots and scores. Emily Peterson scores again, gets behind the defense. She's got 9 points in the ball game. And Concordia going toe-to-toe with the Hawkins here in this ball game. We're tied up at 11 points apiece. St. Cecilia comes back with the ball. This is going to be Maddie Schwinka who's into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Dribbles to the top of the key. Goes over on the wing. That's Nicola with the ball. Open for three. Takes the three and misses the three. Rebound is loose. It goes to the far sideline. Nicola tries to save it. She does. But right into the hands of the Mustangs. Here's Emily Peterson down the right sideline. Concordia can grab the lead here with a 2-point field goal. We're tied up at 11 points apiece. Jump pass to the corner. Horde throws up a three. Her shot good. Alexa Horde throws up a three ball from the deep left corner. And Concordia goes out on top by a score of 14-11. 7 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here comes Farmer with the ball. Now to Nicola. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. They go over to Sheehy. She launches up a three. Her shot no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books tonight in girls high school basketball semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. The score after one, it is Concordia out on top of St. Cecilia. Omaha Concordia 14, facing St. Cecilia 11.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality. The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS from Lincoln. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Omaha Concordia by the score of 14-11. Here's Prevett in the lane. Her shot from 10 feet away is no good. Rebound Nicola. Nicola gets out here on the wing to Carly Wright. She dribbles the ball in the lane. Bounce pass down on the baseline. The ball deflected. The scramble is on. Jump ball is going to be called. It's now out of bounds, they say. And it's going to be Omaha Concordia ball. Last touchdown there by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. So it's 14-11. Concordia's got the lead over St. Cecilia here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. Emily Peterson, who has had a monster night so far, 9 points in the ballgame. She's got 9 of the 14 here for Omaha Concordia. Brings the ball down the right sideline. Cross-court pass goes to the far side. That's Durbin with the ball. She cranks up a three. Her shot's up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Claire Hamburger with the ball for St. Cecilia down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Contact made. Foul called. Emily Peterson is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her second foul. That's going to be team foul number, looks like team foul number 5 called on the Mustangs here in this first half of play. She's going to have to check out now. Alexa Horde comes back into the ball game for Concordia. St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath thrown basket. They play it into Sheehy from the corner. Shot is up there, no good. O'Callaghan had the rebound. She saves it to Hamburger. Shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Omaha Concordia. Sarah Holmes with the rebound. Gets it away now to Alexa Ford as she drives it down the left sideline. Drives it to the hole. Now her shot is up there, no good. Ball is lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Concordia basketball. Concordia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 7:06 to play here in the second quarter. Concordia's got the lead over St. Cecilia. The score is 14-11. They play things in off of the inbound. Horde puts up a shot from the right side. It's going to be no good. She misses that one from point-blank range. And the rebound comes down here to Carly Wright. Running back the other way for St. Cecilia. Wright comes over to Claire Hamburger on the wing. Drives it into the paint. Contact made. Her shot no good, but she draws the personal foul. Personal foul here is going to go on the Mustangs. It's going to go on Horde. Alexa Horde. That's going to be her first foul. It could be team foul number 6 on the Mustangs. Here comes Nicola back in. Farmer comes back in. Sheehy comes to the bench. And O'Callaghan comes to the bench. This is a non-shooting foul, so it's going to be St. Cecilia playing things in. Underneath their own basket, Hamburger gets it in to Nicola in the corner. We got another two to the whistle. Looks like an offensive foul is going to be called here. An offensive foul is going to be called on Josie Prevett. Prevett picks up her second personal. That's going to be team foul number 6 on St. Cecilia. 14-11 the score. Omaha Concordia with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. There's a pass in the corner. Nobody's home. Goes sailing out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 3. On Concordia, now the Mustangs want to call a timeout. We've got a timeout here brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. They're located at 405 East 14th Street. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
So the Hawkettes struggling a little bit here at Lincoln Christian High School. They're trailing 14-11 in the second quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball in their offensive zone. Hamburger trying to drive it to the hole. She's cut off. Her pass comes back out to Morgan Nicola on the wing. Now to Farmer. Sandra Farmer hesitates, drives it down the right side of the lane, runs into traffic. She's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Farmer still with the ball, dribbles out down in the corner. Here's a shot on the baseline. It's going to be no good. I think she got away with a double dribble violation there. Picks up the ball, and she dribbles again. Here's Nikki Durbin with it now. Nikki Durbin drives it down the right side of the lane at the other end. Her shot's going to be no good. Hamburger comes back the other way for St. Cecilia. Hamburger driving it to the hole. Her shot's going to be up there no good, but she draws a personal foul. And Hamburger will now go to the free throw line there for
Hastings St. Cecilia. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Alexa Horde. That's going to be her second foul. Horde is playing in replace of Emily Peterson, who picked up two fouls earlier in the ball game. Here's Hamburger at the line. Her shot is up there. It's good. Hamburger is 67% foul shooter in the season. She's now 39 out of 50 from the free throw line this season. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 62% of their free throws. Next shot is up there. It is good. The first 2 points in the ball game for Hamburger. But St. Cecilia is still trailing in the ball game by a score of 14-13. 6 minutes to play here in the second quarter from Lincoln Christian tonight. Sarah Holmes with the ball. She's going to be fouling the play. Hamburger goes after, rather the farmer goes after the steal. And she picks up the personal foul for her efforts. Farmer's first personal foul is going to be team foul number 7 in the Hawkettes. So that's going to send the Mustangs now to the free throw line with 5 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the second quarter. For the bonus, this is going to be Sarah Holmes. And she will go to the line. She's 1 out of 4 so far tonight. And she hits that one. Holmes will have another one. And she's a 32% foul shooter in the season. Omaha Concordia now with an advantage over Hastings St. Cecilia. It's a 15-13 ball game. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's Prevett with a rebound. Goes to the far sideline to Hamburger. Here come the Hawkettes back in their offensive zone. Farmer has got a 200 pass to the left baseline. Carly Wright mishandles the ball, picks it back up, and then scores it. Carly Wright bobbles the ball, picks it back up off of the hardwood, and scores with it. Now we're tied up at 15 points apiece. We're in the second quarter with 5 minutes and 30 seconds to play until halftime. Here's a Sarah Holmes to the ball. Holmes goes to Horde on the far sideline. Alexa behind the screen, moves it to the top of the key, spins, takes it to the free throw line. She stops there. Now Sarah Holmes has got the ball to the far sideline to Durbin. Mobs it back inside to Strubel, and shot is up and in. Sarah Strubel scores. She's averaging 10 points per ball game. That's her first field goal of the ball game tonight. She's now got 3 points. It's 17-15. Concordia's got the lead. There's Prevett off of the short right baseline. Her shot is up and in. Yossi Prevett hits her first field goal of the season for Hastings St. Cecilia. She battles back from injury and seeing her first extensive playing time here tonight. They're tied up at 17 points apiece. Here's Sarah Holmes with the ball back outside a three-pointer. That one is going to be no good by Durbin, and the rebound comes down here to St. Cecilia. Carly Wright with the ball in backcourt. Wright is double-teamed, dribbling to the ball. Wright picks up the dribble now and finally gets it to Hamburger. Down in the corner to Farmer. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Holmes. Holmes has got it for Concordia. And now a timeout's going to be called here by the Mustangs. The Mustangs want to call a timeout with 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the second quarter. We've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings at 405 East 14th Street. 4:31 to play until halftime. St. Cecilia 17. Omaha Concordia 17.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
KHAS from Lincoln. We're tied up at 17 points apiece. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. Durbin had it deep in the right corner. Her pass is deflected out of bounds by Carly Wright of St. Cecilia. So it'll be the Mustangs playing things in. That's Sarah Holmes of the ball. Holmes comes down here to a Nikki Durbin. Durbin dribbling with the ball. She takes it to the top of the key, backs it back out. Picked up there defensively by Carly Wright. They lob it to the high post. Sarah Holmes has got the ball. Drops it down low. And Struble, she has it knocked out of her hands, but she picks it up on the baseline. Comes back out here to a Durbin out in three-point territory. Durbin sends it over in the wing on the left side to Horde. Down in the corner now. That's a Roby with the ball. She puts it on the floor and dribbles back out here in the three-point territory. Works against Claire Hamburger. Roby gets it away. Here's Sarah Holmes now. She works against Farmer on the wing on the left side to Horde. Ford lobs it inside to Struble, and she's going to be called for the steps. Sarah Struble is called for the traveling violation. That's the fourth turnover on Concordia here in the basketball game. And now Hastings St. Cecilia can grab the lead here with a successful trip down the floor here. We're tied up at 17 points apiece, 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the second quarter here from Lincoln Christian. Bounce pass goes to Nicola. Elbow right side. Comes back the other way to Melody O'Callaghan, who's back into the ball game. There's a Carly Wright with the ball. Wright comes over here to Claire Hamburger. Takes it in the lane. Her little 10-footer is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Omaha Concordia with the ball. Here come the Mustangs. That's Nikki Durbin with it now.
Durbin gets it away to Sarah Holmes. Holmes goes over here on the wing and left side to Hoard. Her three-pointer is going to be an air ball. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's Carly Wright with the ball. Long pass down the floor to Hamburger. She drives, shoots, and scores. Hamburger scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's now got 4 points. Now we got a foul here in backcourt. They're going Farmer. So St. Cecilia has the lead here at 19-17 with 3 minutes and 1 second to play. Now they're going to call the foul on Concordia. That's going to go on Emily Peterson. That's going to be her third foul. So Farmer and Peterson are going after the inbound there. And it's going to be Peterson picking up the foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be Farmer. Shot is up there and in. Andrew Farmer's now got 5 points here in the first half. Farmer is 63% foul shooter on the season. She's now 21 out of 33 from the free throw line. They're going to leave Peterson in the ball game here. There's a shot up there. It's going to be off the mark. It's going to be no good. So it's a 20-17 ball game. So 20-17, St. Cecilia with their biggest lead of the contest here in this second quarter. Down in the left corner, that's going to be Durbin with the ball. Lobs it inside to Struble. Back out to Durbin. Cranks up the three-pointer from the wing. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound Hamburger. Claire Hamburger runs her back the other way. 2-on-3. Hamburger moves it over on the far sideline. That's Farmer with the ball. Takes it down in the low block. Farmer is trapped, and now a timeout's called. Farmer was trapped along the baseline there, right underneath the basket, and John Kyle calls the timeout to save the possession. Timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, you can give Steve and the crew a call. Rather, Scott and the crew a call at 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Our bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Here's Hamburger, a little short jumper in the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Concordia, running back the other way. Peterson drives it down on the baseline. Peterson out here in three-point territory now. Lobs it inside. It's Struble. Struble throws it out to Durbin out here in three-point territory. Concordia trailing St. Cecilia by three. There's Peterson for three. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to O'Callaghan. Melody O'Callaghan hands it for St. Cecilia. Gets it into the hands of Morgan Nicola. And Nicola trots it back into the offensive zone here for the Hawkettes. Nicola goes over to Farmer on the wing on the right side. Concordia's in a man-to-man defense. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger holds it out in three-point territory. Now to Sheehy right at the top of the arc. Little Sheehy holds it. Now to Callahan at the elbow, left side of the lane. They come back the other way to Nicola. 15-footers up there and in. Morgan Nicola scores. That's her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points. Now St. Cecilia has opened up their biggest lead of the ball game at 22-17. With 1 minute and 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hawkins trailed 14-11 after the first quarter. Saints on a zone defense here. Here's Emily Peterson. Cross-court pass goes to Durbin. Entry pass to Struble. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She gets her own rebound. Follow shot, no good, and she's fouling the blank. She'll get to the free throw line now for two shots as she was hacked in the arm here. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Sheehy of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 8 on the Hawkins. Sarah Struble to the free throw line. 1 out of 2 there so far tonight. Their shot is up there. It's no good. Struble is a 59% foul shooter in the season. She was 44 out of 74 coming in here. O'Callaghan and also Claire Hamburger coming out of the ball game now for head coach John Kyle. Here comes the second free throw from Sarah Struble. It's in the air. That one is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. So it's 22-17. Hastings St. Cecilia is got the lead. The Hawkettes have scored the last 5 points here in the ball game. Here's a Prevett with the ball now. Right at the elbow on the right side. She's left open. She won't take the shot. Here's Farmer with the ball on the left side of the lane. Spins at the free throw line. Drives it down the lane. She's trapped. Her pass is going to be deflected. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. And the arrow is playing in favor of Omaha Concordia. So that's going to be a turnover on St. Cecilia. The third turnover for the Hawkettes here in the ball game. St. Cecilia averages 13 on the season. They've done a good job taking care of the basketball here in the first half here. They're on a 5-0 run over Omaha Concordia. 22-17 is the score. Nikki Durbin with the ball. Durbin goes to Holmes. Now to Durbin on the far sideline. Bombs away for three right down through the hole. Nikki Durbin, who hit for 22 points the other night against Aquinas,
Scores on a three-pointer. Pulls the Mustangs within two now, 22-20. 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter from Lincoln Christian High School. Josie Prevett's pass is going to be deflected. Josie picks it back up at the free throw line. Prevett down on the baseline, down to Nicola. 10-footer is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Durbin for Omaha Concordia. Long pass down to four is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Farmer with 23 seconds to play. So Chandra Farmer has got the ball. She walks it into the offensive zone here for St. Cecilia. Chandra Farmer working on top against Emily Peterson of Omaha Concordia. Farmer checking the clock. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Farmer with the ball. Bounce pass goes to Nicola at the free throw line. Nicola fakes the handoff, turns around, fires up his shot from the stripe. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Lost. It's picked up. And St. Cecilia can't get another shot away. That's the end of the first half of play here tonight at Lincoln Christian High School in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. St. Cecilia scores 11 in the first quarter, 11 more in the second quarter. They've got a two-point lead now over the Mustangs of Omaha Concordia. Our score at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia 22, Concordia 20. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley, express delivery, and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So St. Cecilia and Concordia tonight in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament, the first meeting between these two teams since both of these teams joined the Centennial Conference. And St. Cecilia has got a two-point lead here at the break by a score of 22-20 after trailing 14-11 after the first quarter. Concordia jumped out to a 3-0 lead over St. Cecilia. The Hawkins came back, hit a three-pointer to tie up the ball game. Hawkins had their first lead of the ball game at the 4:20 mark of the first quarter at 5-4, but Concordia comes back to grab a 7-5 advantage. We were tied up at 7 points apiece. We're tied up at 9 points apiece there in the first half. And eventually it was Concordia outscoring St. Cecilia down the stretch after the game was tied at 9. They outscored them 5-2 the rest of the quarter. And Concordia had a 14-11 lead at the break. St. Cecilia comes back to tie things up at 15 points apiece with 5.5 minutes to play. In the second quarter, we were tied up at 17. And the Hawkins going on a 5-0 run. They went on top by a score of 22-17. Concordia hitting the final three-pointer there at the end of the second quarter, and that's the way we stand at 22-20. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. The Hawkins ranked number 4 this week in the Lincoln Journal Star Class C2 poll, sitting at 12-3 in the season. Omaha Concordia come in with a mark of 11 wins and 5 losses. The winner plays again on Saturday in the championship ball game here at Lincoln Christian. They'll play either Bishop Newman or Lincoln Lutheran. That ball game is tipping off at 7:45 here tonight at Lincoln Christian. The boys contest, they're going to play their semifinal games on Friday night. Hastings St. Cecilia will play in the first ball game against Lincoln Christian, the host. That'll be at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll be back here for that one here on 1230 KHAS, 5:45 with the pregame show. With St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher, the second ball game tomorrow night will pit Bergen up against Columbus Scotus, and the winners will play on Saturday night at 6:15. So we are tied up. Nope, it's 22-20 right now. We were tied up, but it's 22-20 right now. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Omaha Concordia. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half right after this.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Again, back here at halftime at Lincoln Christian High School, the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament on 1230 KHAS. Hawkins have the lead, 22-20 is our score. Scoring in the first half for St. Cecilia, they're being led so far by Chandra Farmer and Carly Wright, each with 5 points in the ballgame. Morgan Nicola is actually leading the way. She's got six. Nicola has got three field goals in the first half. Her 6 points. Carly Wright, a couple of field goals, and she is one out of one from the free throw line. She's got five. Chandra Farmer has got 5 points and two field goals, one out of two from the free throw line. Also scoring the first half was Claire Hamburger. She has got a field goal, and she is two out of two from the free throw line. That is it. Morgan Nicola with six. Carly Wright with five. Chandra Farmer with five. Claire Hamburger with four. Josie Prevent did knock down a short field goal in the first half. She has got 2 points here at halftime. St. Cecilia four out of five from the free throw line in the first half, and officially they have three turnovers in the basketball game. Omaha Concordia, they have got five turnovers in the first half. They are three out of nine from the charity stripe. Their leading scorer is Emily Peterson. Peterson has knocked down 1 3-pointer. She's got 3 2-point field goals, so she has got 9 points here at the break. Alexa Horde, she has got a 3-pointer for three. Nikki Durbin, she has got a 3-pointer for 3 points. Sarah Struble, she has got a field goal, and she is one out of three from the free throw line for three. And Sarah Holmes is two out of six from the free throw line. She has got 2 points. Omaha Concordia officially three out of nine from the free throw line in the first half. They've got five turnovers in the basketball game. So it's Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Omaha Concordia. The score is 22-20 here at halftime. A lot of conference tournaments going on this week. The ones that are not playing this week will play next week, including the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. That involves the Adams Central Patriots. The Adams Central girls will play in the Buddy Bracket game on Monday night against Arcadia Loup City. That'll be at 7 o'clock out at Adams Central. The winner of that ball game moves on into the quarterfinals on Tuesday as they will take on the number one seeded Stars of Kearney Catholic. Also on Monday night in girls play, it'll be Wood River taking on Gibbon. The winner there will move on to Tuesday's quarterfinal matchup with second seeded Ravenna. The other games on Tuesday will have St. Paul at home against Donovan Trumbull, and Centura will be at home to take on Ord. The semifinals will be played next Thursday at Ord High School, and the championship game next Saturday night at 6 o'clock, also at Ord. In the boys' side of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament next week, the Bunny Bracket games on Monday. Kearney Catholic will play Centura in Kearney at 7 o'clock. The winner plays the number one-seeded Ravenna Blue Jays on Tuesday. The other Bunny Bracket game has Wood River at home to take on St. Paul. The winner will face the second-seeded Donovan Trumbull Cardinals on Tuesday. The other quarterfinal matchups on Tuesday will have Adams Central on the road playing at Ord. Then it will be Arcadia Loup City on the road playing at Gibbon. The semifinals of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament for the boys will be held next Friday night in Ord, and the championship game will be next Saturday night at 8 o'clock. It is 22-20 here. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of Concordia Mustangs here in this Centennial Conference basketball tournament. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Going to Bowling is out for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down on the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We're located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
High play is back in here in the second half. St. Cecilia with a two-point lead, 22-20. Hawkins with the opening possession of this third quarter, shooting to our basket to our right. St. Cecilia with the ball, working against the man-to-man defense. Here's Nicola driving the baseline and a double dribble violation. Nicola trying to move the ball from the left corner toward the goal is whistled for a double dribble violation. That is four turnovers on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Nicola's leading the way so far. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Emily Peterson has got nine for Omaha Concordia. Peterson will bring the ball to the offensive zone as they get to Sarah Holmes out here. Sarah Holmes lobs it back to Peterson. On the right side of the lane, dribbles to the top of the key, throws up a three. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes to the near sideline. It's picked up here by Nikki Durbin. Her pass in the lane is intercepted. Intercepted there by Nicola of St. Cecilia. Hawkins have a two-point lead, 22-20. Out on top is going to be Shandra Farmer with the ball. She dribbles into the free throw line, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Peterson. Peterson picks up personal foul number three in the ball game. Emily Peterson with three. Alexa Horde's got three fouls here for the Mustangs. Team foul number one on Concordia here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia will play things in. Farmer has got the ball, moves it to the right side of the dribble, down in the corner. Hamburger has got the ball, down to Nicola free throw line. Jumper is up there and in. Morgan Nicola scores. She gets the roll. She's got 8 points in the ball game. And St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 24-20. We are early in the third quarter to play here at Lincoln Christian. 6:40 to play. There's a pass right through the fingertips of Peterson. A turnover on Omaha Concordia. That's their sixth of the ball game. Farmer comes back the other way. Bounce pass down low. Wright grabs the ball. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Prevent. Her shot no good. And she's fouling the play. And Josie Prevent will go to the free throw line now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Struble. That's going to be her first foul. Sarah Struble picks up her first. Team foul number one on the Concordia here in the second half of play. Josie Prevent knocks down a free throw. That's going to be team foul number two on Omaha Concordia. Josie Prevent will have one more. St. Cecilia now with a 5-point lead. Next shot is up there and is good. So the Hawkettes have the biggest lead of the ball game now at 26-20. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Lil Sheehy. Coming out will be Josie Prevent. So 26-20 the score. Facing St. Cecilia with the lead. The Hawkins looking for their 13th win of the season here tonight. Here's Emily Peterson with the ball. She works against Farmer. Peterson moves to the right sideline to Durbin as she holds the ball. There's an entry pass deflected away from Struble, and the ball's going to be taken out of there by St. Cecilia. Probably right with the ball. That's a seventh turnover on the Mustangs here in the ball game. The Farmer, they get the ball off to Sheehy, down to Nicola, down in the corner. That's Hamburger, bombs away for three, shots off of the back iron, no good. Rebound right on the baseline, it's cut off, comes back out here to Nicola. Her pass out on top is intercepted. Intercepted by Durbin for Concordia. Her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds, and they're going to give the ball to Concordia. Farmer trying to chase the ball down there, and I think she touches it right before it goes out of bounds, so it's going to be Concordia ball. They'll play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 26-20 the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. That's going to be Concordia playing things in underneath their own basket. They come out here to Nikki Durbin. She drives it to the right side of the lane. Bounce pass to the far sideline to Roby. Bombs it back inside, and the foul is going to be called. A little push from behind, and Sarah Holmes goes stumbling to the right sideline. A foul here is going to be called on Sheehy of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her second. Team foul number one on the Hawkettes. Non-shooting situation, so Holmes will play things in. Lobs it now to Struble on the right side of the lane. Her 15-footer is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Sheehy. Sheehy gets the ball to Farmer as they hustle back the other way. Chandra Farmer with the ball. Comes across the top to Sheehy. Now on the wing to Hamburger. Down in the corner to Nicola. Brings it up high on the block. Down to Farmer. Down on the baseline. That's going to be Carly Ryder. Passes deflected out of bounds by Emily Peterson. St. Cecilia will play things in. 5 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the third quarter from Lincoln tonight. 26-20. St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a pass in the lane to Nicola. Returns it back to Hamburger on the baseline. Shot is up there. No good. Struble with a rebound. Sarah Struble takes it to the far sideline. That's Emily Peterson with the ball. Peterson drives it in the lane. Now has the basketball stripped away. That is picked up here by St. Cecilia. That's Carly Wright. Her pass nearly intercepted, but Farmer picks it back up. Farmer goes to the far sideline. Dribbling with the basketball there in the offensive zone is Carly Wright. Back out to Farmer in 3-point territory. Spins, takes the ball in the hole, stops right there, comes back out into 3-point territory. That's Sheehy with the ball, picked up by Peterson. She tries to hand the ball away, and a foul's going to be called. Nope, a timeout's going to be called. A timeout's going to be called here, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. They are located on 14th Street in Hastings. You can call Scott Kierkegaard and the gang there at Crozier Park Pharmacy at 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
For shelter insurance.
For people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Other games going on tonight. Beatrice playing at Hastings High in boys basketball action. That one will tip off at 7:45 tonight. The Adams Central boys and girls, they are on the road tonight playing at Lexington. Hastings St. Cecilia girls here as they are playing Concordia in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Hawkettes have the lead, 26-20. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Comes out here to Carly Wright. Wright dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Stops there. Now to Sheehy, top of the circle. Sheehy drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's fouled into play. A personal foul here will go on the Mustangs. And that's going to go on Peterson. That's going to be her fourth. So Emily Peterson, now their one of their main guns, has got four personal fouls with 4:40 remaining in the third quarter. Going to the free throw line will be Sheehy for St. Cecilia. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That one right down through the hole. Sheehy, a 76% foul shooter on the season. She's now 14 out of 18 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia now 5 out of 6 on free throws tonight. Little Sheehy will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That shot's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound lost out of bounds. And it's going to be Concordia basketball. Nicola loses the ball out of bounds there from the Hawkettes. So now it's a 27-20 ball game. St. Cecilia's out on top. The score was tied up at 17 points apiece in the second quarter. Since then, St. Cecilia has outscored this team 10-3. Concordia down the near sideline has got the ball. They get it down to Sarah Holmes. Jump pass down on the right baseline. A shot up there by Roby is up and in. Taylor Roby scores on a short jumper from the right baseline. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 27-22. Hawkins now leading by 5 points. Here's Farmer, and she can be called for the steps. Farmer down here just to the right of the basket, down in the baseline, trying to maneuver down there. His whistle for the traveling violation. That is 5 turnovers on St. Cecilia in the ball game. Concordia has got 8. Now the Mustangs will try to get back in the ball game here. 27-22. It's a 5-point lead for St. Cecilia. Concordia has not done much with the basketball here. The last couple of possessions. Here's Sarah Holmes dribbling ball in the lane. Her shot's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down here to Morgan Nicola. Gives it away to Carly Wright. Here come the Hawkettes up the floor. Hamburger open for three. Takes the shot and hits it. A 3-pointer. Claire Hamburger's first 3 of the ball game. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. And St. Cecilia is out on top now by a score of 30-22. with 3:50 to play here in the third quarter. Back the other way come the Mustangs. Long pass down on the baseline. That's Durbin. She goes up for the shot. She's going to be fouled into play. Nikki Durbin had 22 points the other night against Aquinas. So far tonight, just 3 points here against the St. Cecilia defense. Blair Hamburger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on the Hawkins. A shooting situation. Going to the line here is going to be Durbin. Her first one is up there and in. Nikki Durbin, a 45% foul shooter in the season. And Cordy now 4 out of 10 on free throws. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Durbin. And the rebound comes down here to Nicola. So it's a 30-23 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. The winner plays in the finals on Saturday afternoon at 4:15 right back here at Lincoln Christian High School. Morgan Nicola goes on the wing. Chandra Farmer has got the ball. Out to Hamburger. Down near sideline to Sheehy as she holds it. Out of Nicola, top of the key. Dribbles it down the lane. Running one-hander is up there at end. Morgan Nicola, she's in double figures now. She's got 10 points, and the Hawkettes have opened up a 32-23 lead, and now the Mustangs want to call a timeout. Concordia calls a timeout, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines, customized to fit your need. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings. St. Cecilia out on top now of Concordia. The score is 32-23. Here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. And the winner plays in the championship round on Saturday afternoon at 4:15 right back here at Lincoln Christian. Here's Concordia with the ball in their offensive zone. This is going to be Alexa Horde, who's back in the ball game. Gets it out to Sarah Holmes, dribbles into the lane, throws it down on the baseline to Roby. Back out to the free throw line. There's Bro. Her shot's going to be deflected by Nicola, but the ball is picked up underneath the hole, and the shot is up and in. Sarah Holmes picks up the loose ball there and scores. That's her first field goal. She's got 4 points in the ball game. It's now a 32-25 ball game. St. Cecilia with a 7-point lead, 2:40 to play here in the third. St. Cecilia with the ball. That's Nicola. Two-handed pass over here on the right side on the wing. Carly Wright holds it high above her head. Carly Wright looks, now dribbles inside. Wright dribbling right side of the lane, takes it into the paint, puts up a one-hander. It's up there, no good. Ball is loose. It goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Wright as he goes after a missed shot there. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Concordia playing the ball in. 32-25, St. Cecilia with a lead. Under 2.5 minutes to play now here in the third quarter from Lincoln Christian. Here's Sarah Holmes with the ball. Sarah Holmes dribbling with the ball. Now cuts it back to the center of the floor. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Jump pass out here to Horde. Out in three-point territory around the screen. Moves it to the free throw line. Dumps it down low. It's going to be over the head of Bro. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover on Concordia. Rose, the one who set the screen. She spins down toward the hole. They try to get her the ball on the old screen and roll, and they threw it too far out of bounds. 9 turnovers on Omaha Concordia. Hastings St. Cecilia back with the ball. Nicola right at the free throw line. Hands it away to Hamburger. She drives it to the hole and scores. Hamburger came away from that screen and took it right down the left side of the lane and scores easily. Claire's now got 9 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading by a score of 34-25 as they open up that 9-point lead again. Here's Sarah Holmes at the elbow, right side of the lane, comes over here to Durbin. Durbin moves it out to the top of the key, throws up a three-pointer over Hamburger. It's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. St. Cecilia ball. So a three-pointer by Durbin, which was an air ball. It goes out of bounds under the hole here, and St. Cecilia will play things in. 1:32 to play. St. Cecilia won this tournament a year ago. They're looking to get back into the finals here with a victory this evening. Here's Farmer with the ball. Gets it out to Nicola over on the wing on the left side. The high left side is going to be Sheehy. Between the circles again to Hamburger. Here's Carly Wright. Free throw line extended right side to Nicola. Drives it down the lane. Splits a couple of defenders. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. Hamburger with a rebound. Out to Farmer for 3. And her shot's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound is saved on the baseline there. It's picked up by Concordia. Jump pass to the far sideline. Horde has got it now. Alexa brings it into the offensive zone. 34-25. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Now an over and back violation. Sarah Holmes, an over and back violation here for Concordia. That's going to be the 10th turnover on Omaha Concordia here in the ball game. That's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here on the near sideline as Carly Wright will play things in to Farmer. And Farmer brings it into the offensive zone, brings it back here to Carly Wright. Looks like Concordia will be in a zone defense as tripped down the floor. And now Wright just going to hold the ball right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. We're down to 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. The Hawkeyes just going to be content with playing for the final shot. Concordia is going to be in content just hanging in their zone. We're down to 29 seconds to go. Carly Wright just standing with the ball right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Carly Wright just standing there. Nobody out on top of her, so the 5 seconds count does not start. We're down to 15 seconds to go. Carly Wright finally decides to go. Here's a pass deflected. Wright picks it back up. Now to Farmer. Sandra Farmer now with 10 seconds here in the third quarter. Farmer around the screen. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Now loses control, but a foul is going to be called. Farmer trying to take the ball in the hole there, and she's going to be fouled into play by Horde. That's going to be the fourth foul on Horde. So now Alexa Horde has got four. Emily Peterson has got four. Head of the ball game now will be Struble. Emily Bro will come to the bench. Here's Hamburger from the corner. Shots up there and in. A three-pointer by Claire Hamburger. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter of play. Claire Hamburger nails a tray from deep in her right corner. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. That gives Hastings St. Cecilia a 12-point advantage here after three quarters as Hamburger nails the tray. We have played three here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 37 and Concordia 25.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we start the fourth and final quarter here at Lincoln Christian. Hastings St. Cecilia outscoring the Mustangs in the third quarter, 15-5. They have opened up a 37-25 lead now. Struble goes down low to Holmes. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Well, I'll tell you what, the Mustangs cannot buy a basket here in the second half. St. Cecilia coming back the other way. Here's Carly Wright, comes out to Sheehy. Sheehy right at the top of the three-point circle, throws it up there. The shot's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Peterson had it. She lost it. Peterson packs it back up. Now a foul's going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Hamburger of St. Cecilia. That's going to be your third. So three fouls now on Hamburger. That's going to be team foul number three called at St. Cecilia here in the second half. End of the ball game now for the Hawkins is going to be Josie Prevett. And going out will be Hamburger. So 7:30 to play here in the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead, 37-25. Emily Peterson with the ball. Comes over here to Durbin. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose in the lane, and Prevett picks it up. Her pass is intercepted. Intercepted here by Holmes, and her shot is up and in. The pass by Prevett was intercepted. That's a sixth turnover on St. Cecilia. That makes the score 37-27 now. The Hawkeyes leading by 10. St. Cecilia with the ball. Nicola back in the offensive zone. Goes over on the wing. Carly Wright, two-handed pass out on top to Sheehy. 25 feet away from the basket. Goes over to Farmer. Farmer still playing beyond the arc. Dribbles behind a Nicholas screen. Takes it to the top of the key down the right side. There's a pass to the free throw line. Prevett, her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes out of Durbin. Her outlet pass intercepted. Intercepted by Farmer. That's going to be turnover number 11 now on Concordia. Here's Nicola with the ball. Comes over here to little Sheehy. High right side. Sheehy dribbling with the ball. Looks. Comes to Carly Wright now. Carly Wright holds it. Now to Prevett. Top of the three-point circle. Prevett brings it out to Farmer. 25 feet away from the hole. Back here to Little Sheehy on the right wing. Right sideline now. They get it down to Carly Wright. Cross-court pass goes to Prevett. Dribbles the ball into the lane. Stops there. Prevett back out to Farmer. Top of the circle. It's a man-to-man defense here for Concordia. Farmer takes it to the hole. Bounce pass on the baseline. That's then Prevett. Back outside. Carly Wright for three. Shot no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Concordia ball. Both Nicola and Prevett going after the loose ball there. Neither one of them could come up with it. And in the ball game now will be Molly Shrinka for St. Cecilia. Coming out is going to be Lil Sheehy. 6:05 to play in the ball game. St. Cecilia 37 and Omaha Concordia 27. There's Emily Peterson with the ball for the Mustangs. Goes on the far sideline. Holding the ball over there is going to be Roby. She puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here to Struble now, who throws it down low. Holmes has got it. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. The ball brought out of there by Farmer. Long pass down to four. That's Brevette. She's too far underneath the basket. Can't do anything. Comes out here on the right side. That's Farmer for three. Shot is up there. No good. And a rebound defensively there. Comes down to Concordia. That's Sarah Holmes with the ball. Gets it ahead. Down the wing. On the right side, Emily Peterson throws up a 17-footer. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes on the near side. It's going to be retrieved there by Taylor Roby. Roby works. As he bounces, passes to Sarah Holmes. And now the ball's going to be taken away. Farmer has got the ball on a steal. She drives it, shoots it, and scores it. Farmer steals the ball away from Sarah Holmes and scores. Farmer now has 7 points in the ball game. We've got a timeout. A timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings at 405 East 14th Street. Again, you can call 402-462-4605 for all those pharmaceutical needs. We'll be back right after this.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at Lincoln Christian High School here tonight. Semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Tomorrow night it'll be the boys. It'll be Hastings St. Cecilia playing the host team here for the tourney, Lincoln Christian. That will go at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll be back for the coverage here on 1230 KHAS, beginning with a pregame show at 5:45. 39-27, St. Cecilia with the lead here in this basketball game. And Concordia's got the ball back in their offensive zone. Peterson has got it behind the screen from Holmes. Peterson now throws up a three. Her shot's up there and in. Emily Peterson knocks down a three ball. She's got 12 points in the ball game, but she's also playing with four personal fouls. 39-30 the score now. Concordia's got it back down to single digits here in the fourth quarter. Farmer drives the ball to the hole, runs into traffic, and a blocking foul is going to be called. It's going to go on to Sarah Struble of Concordia. That's going to be her second personal foul. This could be team foul number 5 on the Mustangs. Non-shooting situation here for St. Cecilia, so the Hawkins will play things in from underneath their own basket. Hamburger comes way out on top. Nicola's got the ball. Morgan Nicola hands it away out here. That's going to be Schwinka with it now. Schwinka brings it back to Hamburger. High right side. Right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Now to Nicola. She drives the baseline, puts up a running one-hander. Not good. Rebound Nicola. Follow shot, no good. Rebound Struble. Goes out of bounds. It was knocked out of her hands there by Nicola, so it's going to be Concordia playing the ball in. So 39-30 is the score. St. Cecilia's got a 9-point lead, but we still got 4.5 minutes to play here in this one. Sarah Holmes brings the ball back in their offensive zone. Now for the Mustangs on the dribble as St. Cecilia stays to the man-to-man. There's Durbin with the ball around the screen from Holmes. Can't put up the three-pointer. Durbin dribbles the ball to the left side of the lane, sends it down in the corner. That's Horde. Back out to Durbin. High left side. Durbin trying to get away. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Peterson. Peterson has got it behind a screen by Durbin. Throws up an NBA three. Her shot good. Right down through the hole by Emily Peterson. She's got 15 points in the ball game. And now John Kyle wants to call a timeout as the Concordia Mustangs are back to within 6 points. We've got a break here brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings at 405 East 14th Street. 3:54 to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 39, Concordia 33.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct,
Low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike, we'll go back here at Lincoln Christian High School. High school basketball. Tell you what, if Emily Peterson didn't get into foul trouble earlier in the night, we could see maybe a different result in here. But she has played sparingly, but Emily Peterson has brought this Omaha Concordia Mustang team back. It is now a 39-33 ball game with 3 minutes and 54 seconds to play. St. Cecilia has been enjoying about a 9-10 point lead most of the second half, but it's now down to 6 points at 39-33. Mustangs will now attack here in backcourt. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Hamburger gets into the Farmer, splits a couple of defenders. Chandra Farmer gets away on the dribble, comes into the offensive zone and runs into Nikki Durbin, and Durbin is going to be hit with a personal foul. The second foul on Nikki Durbin. That's going to be team foul number 6, it looks like, on Omaha Concordia. So a non-shooting situation. It's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. Carly Wright looking, finally gets it into Nikola, shots up there and in. Nikola banks one home from the right side of the lane, off the window. She's got 12 points. 41-33 now. St. Cecilia with an 8-point lead. 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Sarah Holmes, right sideline at Durbin. Her 3-pointer is no good. Offensive rebound, Struble. She puts it up there in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Carly Wright with a rebound. Comes to the near sideline to Hamburger. Races the ball in the offensive zone. Now to Farmer down there in the corner. She'll put it on the floor and dribble out here in the 3-point territory. Farmer now to Hamburger. To Carly Wright. High left side holding the ball. Wright comes out to Nikola, top of the circle. Right side of the wing. That's going to be Farmer with the ball. Chandra Farmer looking. Now she dribbles out here. We're down to 3:05 to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia protecting an 8-point lead, 41-33. Here's Josie Prevett. Free throw line extended left side. Bounce pass goes down to Farmer. Dribbles to the far sideline. Three-pointer put up there and in. Chandra Farmer hits the three-pointer from the far sideline. She's got 10 points in the ball game, and bam, just like that, the Hawkins back out to an 11-point lead. 44-33. There's Emily Peterson with the ball now. She dribbles the ball down the left side of the lane. Her shot's good, and she's fouling the play. Emily Peterson scores there for Concordia. She's now got 17 in the ball game, and the personal foul is going to be whistled here on St. Cecilia's Farmer. That's going to be her second. So two fouls now on Chandra. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Hawkettes. Peterson to the free throw line and trying to make this a 3-point play. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound is loose on the baseline. It's picked up by Josie Prevent. Down to Nikola. Declare Hamburger in the offensive zone. 44-35 is the score now. St. Cecilia with a 9-point lead. Hamburger goes over there to Farmer on the far sideline. Man-to-man defense here for Concordia. Josie Prevent with the ball. Entry pass down low. Grabbing it down there as Ryder shot is up and in. Carly Wright gets the field goal. Prevent gets the assist on a nice pass. It's now a 46-35 ball game. St. Cecilia with an 11-point lead. Here's Peterson. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound loose on the baseline. It's picked up there by St. Cecilia's Carly Wright. Wright brings it to the near sideline. A rainbow pass comes to the 10-second line. That's going to be Farmer with the ball. She brings it back into the offensive zone. 46-35 with 2 minutes to play. Here's Josie Prevett with the ball. Josie Prevett just hangs on to it out here in 3-point territory. There's a pass down low. Wright grabs it. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the bunny, and the rebound comes down here to the Concordia Mustangs. Back the other way. A shot from the 3-point territory by Durbin from the corner is going to be no good. Offensive rebound to Horde. Horde sends it inside now to Struble. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's fouling the play. Well, with those three-pointers, are getting long rebounds, and Concordia is able to chase those things down here in 3-point territory. Prevent picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be her third. Struble goes to the free throw line here for Concordia. She's got 3 points in the ball game, a field goal, and she is 1 out of 3 from the stripe. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. The score is 46-35. Hastings St. Cecilia with an 11-point lead here in the semifinals. 90 seconds to go here in this one. Sarah Struble eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. That one is down through the hole. Coming to the ball game now is going to be Emily Bro for Concordia. Coming in for St. Cecilia will be Sheehy. So it's now a 46 to 36 ball game, a 10-point lead here for St. Cecilia. Here's Farmer with the ball. Farmer races it into the offensive zone here. And St. Cecilia will now set up things offensively. Farmer just across the 10-second line being chased. Bounce pass goes over to Carly Wright as he holds the ball against Peterson. Gets away. Bounce pass goes down on the baseline to Sheehy. Sheehy dribbling the ball back out to Carly Wright. Pass to the near sideline. Chandra Farmer has got the ball. Farmer dribbles. Goes out to Sheehy. Still about 25 feet away from the basket. Picked up there by Peterson. Peterson's got to be careful. She's got four fouls. Peterson down the right side of the lane. Goes for the basket. Her shot is up and in. Sheehy scores. That makes it 48-36 now. There's a pass that could be deflected away. It's going to be a turnover on Concordia. Ball is brought down by Nicola down the near sideline, down to Hamburger. 40 seconds to go. St. Cecilia leading by the score of 48-36. Sheehy's got it. Sheehy moves it down in the corner. That's Carly Wright with the ball. High above her head. Now she dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Carly Wright now cuts it down the lane. Jumps pass back over to Hamburger over here. Hamburger dribbling with the ball. We're down to 20 seconds to go. Concordia just content here. Claire Hamburger dribbles with it now to Sheehy. Sheehy high left side goes over to Farmer. Farmer with 14 seconds to go. Chandra Farmer gets away, dribbles down the lane, throws it down to Nicola. Just playing keep away from this Concordia defense. With the basketball there is going to be Hamburger. Hamburger dribbling on the ball 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's going to be the ball game here, 48-36. Is going to be your final score here tonight. 48-36, Hastings St. Cecilia picks up the win here tonight over Omaha Concordia. So the Hawkettes improved to 13 wins and 3 losses on the season. They will play at 4:15 on Saturday afternoon against the winner coming up of the next game between Newman and Lincoln Lutheran. Meanwhile, Omaha Concordia, they dropped to 11 wins and 6 losses. And the final score in this one, Hastings St. Cecilia beats Omaha Concordia by a score of 48-36. We'll be back with a recap right after this.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Omaha Concordia. Final score of 48-36. St. Cecilia trailed 14-11 after their first quarter. Outscored Mustangs 11-6 in the second quarter to grab a 22-20 lead by halftime. St. Cecilia then outscoring Concordia 15-5 in the third quarter. He went on top 37-25. Concordia made a little run there in the third quarter of play, actually had it down to 8 points at one time at 30-22, but St. Cecilia able to win this baby by the score of 48-36. Concordia also cut the lead down to 6 points in the fourth quarter of play, but the Hawkettes able to make some baskets toward the end, and they go on to pick up their 13th win of the season tonight as they knock off the Mustang by a score of 48-36. Scoring in the ball game, Claire Hamburger led the way tonight for St. Cecilia. She scores 12 points. Morgan Nicola had 12 points. Chandra Farmer had 10. The other scores for St. Cecilia, Carly Wright had 7 points. Josie Prevett had 4, and Little Sheehy had 3. St. Cecilia, 7 out of 9 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight, and officially 6 turnovers in the basketball game. Emily Peterson scores 17 tonight for Omaha Concordia. She is the only player in double figures for the Mustangs. 6 points for Sarah Holmes, 4 for Nikki Durbin, 4 for Sarah Struble, 3 points for Alexa Horde, 4 points for Nikki Durbin, 2 for Taylor Roby, and that is it for Omaha Concordia. They were 5 out of 14 from the free throw line here tonight, unofficially 12 turnovers in the basketball game. So again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Omaha Concordia by a score of 48-36. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
Yeah, the Hawkins win it tonight, 48-36 over Concordia. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Again, three players in double figures tonight. Claire Hamburger, 12 points. Morgan Nicola had 12 points. 10 points for Chandra Farmer. All candidates for our player of the game will come back and name our winner right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Morgan Nicola. She comes up with 6 points in the first half, 6 points in the second half. Bushel basket full of rebounds here tonight. So she leads the Hawkins to the victory. 12 points in the ball game tonight for Morgan Nicola as Hastings St. Cecilia wins over Concordia by the score of 48-36. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the player of the game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues here on your Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
All right, back here at Lincoln Christian here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over Concordia. Final score of 48-36. St. Cecilia assistant coach Josh Noose is going to join us on the post-game. And, coach, congratulations for the win. Maybe not your A, number one, their performance here tonight, but got the job done tonight.
Yeah, it took a lot of effort from all five, six girls that came in there and played. We had our bench step up tonight for us and just played really hard and dug one out here for this.
Yeah, you got to a kind of a slow start, a little sluggish offensively in the first quarter. Is that just because they're trying to get to familiar maybe with the Concordia here tonight?
Yeah, this is the first time we played them in 5 years since I've been here, and just I think we looked a little tired, it seemed like, from Tuesday night. And I don't know, they just dug deep and got it done at least for us. So.
You went into halftime, you led 22-20, and then the difference in the ball game coming out of the third quarter, you outscore them 15-5 in that third quarter to grab a 12-point advantage. Talk about what you guys talked about at halftime, and what did you do differently in the second half, especially in that third quarter?
We just talked about being aggressive on offense, taking it at them, cutting down on our turnovers that first half. I thought we were a little tired and turned it over when we shouldn't have, and just our defense played really good, got a lot of turnovers and transition points, so did a lot better that third quarter coming out and being ready to play. So
it seems like the depth is really the difference in some of these teams we're seeing as of late. Now you get the services of Josie Prevett. That just adds another cog to the wheel, so to speak.
Yeah, this is her third game. She's just been ready to go for us, gives that energy off the bench when she's there, and tonight she started. Played really good on that big post of theirs and shut her down and did everything we asked her to do tonight. So
Morgan scores 12 points in the ball game. Claire Hamburger with 12, Chandra Farmer 10. That's just kind of a storybook with no ending in it. Those girls have really led you guys most of the season.
Yeah, those are the three girls we need to score for us. The other ones, if they score for us, is even a bonus for us. But as long as those three are playing good on offense and everybody else does their job on defense, we got a good chance of making a run on Saturday too here.
And now you're back into familiar territory as you play in the championship ball game. That's always one of the goals, I think, for the team is to win this tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a thing we talked about after that hard week of losing three straight is our goals are still there, trying to win conference first and getting the next sub-districts looking ahead, but trying to get our conference here and win that is a big step for us here.
This tournament was really your springboard a season ago. You guys won this conference tournament, and you didn't lose again until the state championship ball games. And the story's basically the same. You lost those three games that 1 week, and now you're starting to run the table again and playing pretty well here.
Yeah, well, that 1 week kind of hurts our confidence sometimes when you lose all three, but we bounced back really well the last 2 weeks here and hopefully get that momentum going in the sub-districts, and hopefully this year we win that state instead of losing at the end, and we'll get all the way through here. So
now you'll play your third game of the week. You'll have a day off. You won't play tomorrow night. You'll play in the state or the championship ball game this tournament coming up on Saturday afternoon. You got one day off, so playing three games in 1 week is not a big deal, is it?
We're not very deep this year, so tomorrow will probably be a little softer practice. At least Saturday they can sleep in, get their legs under them hopefully, and have a good game for us on Saturday too.
Now you got to Newman matched up with Lutheran in this second ball game. You guys play Lincoln Lutheran, I think, next Saturday. So you have the potential of maybe playing Lutheran back-to-back if they win this ball game, which is never too good, is it?
Yeah, that's always hard playing a team twice, especially in like a 2 week span there. It's really tough to beat them the second time. But either team that wins, we're ready to play them. And hopefully we have our defense and offense ready for Saturday.
Okay, good luck on Saturday.
All right, thank you.
Yep, Josh News, the assistant coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawkins, they win it here tonight over Omaha Concordia, final score of 48-36. So we'll take our final break. We'll be back right after this.
To some, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose. It's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, addition of Pro Team Design.
So St. Cecilia wins it here tonight again. The Hawkins, they go to 13 wins and 3 losses on the season. They will play in the finals here of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament on Saturday afternoon at 4:15 against the winner of this next ball game coming up between Newman and Lincoln Lutheran. The boys will have their semifinal round tomorrow here in Lincoln. The first one will pit Hastings St. Cecilia up against the host team, Lincoln Christian. That will go at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll be on there with the pregame show at about 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. The second ball game tomorrow will have Bergen taking on SCOTUS, and the finals for the boys going to be held on Saturday evening beginning at 6:15. So again, tomorrow night, Hastings St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian right back here at Lincoln Christian High School. 5:45 for the pregame, 6 o'clock for the tip-off here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia girls are in the finals as they beat Concordia Omaha tonight by a score of 48-36. That'll wrap things up here from the Crusader Gym in Lincoln tonight. From my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
High School Basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.